The police often stop him because they just enjoy talking to him. His beard has experienced more than a lesser man's entire body. He once punched a magician. That's right, you heard me. He is the most interesting man in radio.
My friends, there is only one place I like to come to talk in the morning. It is with Rob Pratt. He is even more interesting than I am. Stay listening, my friends. This is News Radio 1020, KDKA.
You know, by the way, I want to give Rochester some pubs because they got a big car cruise. Norm and I both love cars. My buddy Ralph Papa. I just don't have any old cars, but one day I will. I saw an El Camino the other day when I was jogging in the cemetery in Beaver, and I just kept looking back, thinking, one of these days when I grow up. But I sure love going to these car cruises, and they've got a big one. It's up in smoke at the Hub tonight in Rochester, the new runabout. If you haven't seen it, it's gorgeous. Thanks to the Beaver County Transit Authority for helping out with that. Right down by Rome Monument, the Diagardi's home away from home. Get a chance, noon to 9:30, and hopefully after a church and a jog tonight, I'll have a chance to stop by. Burnouts begin at 6, so check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome more than a car enthusiast. He's a guy that has kept a lot of my friends working. He is with a great board. He is with Heritage Valley Health System, a community hospital that we desperately need to keep thriving in Beaver County. And, of course, their Swickley campus as well. He is my dear friend, Norm Mitry. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, you heard Father Burke, or maybe you didn't, but you do know the story about the loss of their hospital in Braddock. And now it's leveled. The building is gone. And it's just an empty lot. That's sad, isn't it?
Well, it is sad, Rob, but I think what you really have to think about in any industry, change is inevitable. And in order not to allow that to happen, a number of things have to occur. And probably the number one item there is that of economic development in the region to support the community. What has happened to community hospitals over the past number of years is we have become the largest employer in the community that we serve. And hospitals were never intended to be the largest employer. Hospitals and health systems were intended to be there to care for the people in the community. But with the change in the economic landscape, quite frankly, from the decline of the steel industry, of course, in our area, the loss of U.S. Air, Heritage Valley Health System, no different than Butler Health System, no different than Accella Health System. We all have become the largest employers in our respective service areas. And when that occurs, there is too much capacity of inpatient hospitals for the community that's out there at large.
You know, one of the things that is your mission, as you call it, and you're a numbers guy, you've been involved in the steel industry, you know bottom line. A lot of people credit you because of that, of keeping this hospital not just afloat, but thriving. Some great aesthetics now, wonderful construction that has taken place. And when I do retire, I'm going to go to the cafeteria and drink coffee in the morning and just talk to everybody. That's how much I love the place. But it really is not only to grow as a community-based hospital, being involved in the community, but you also have to be able to keep up with the big boys when it comes to the highest quality level of healthcare possible and keeping it close to home. How have you been able to do that?
Well, it is 100% all about high-quality medical staff. We've been very fortunate to retain and be able to recruit high-quality physicians for the Heritage Valley service area, and that's at both campuses, the Beaver campus and the Swickley campus. We have a very well-respected cardiac program with Dr. Vasilakis, Dr. Seibel,
great,
Dr. Ovedia.
Great man.
People from the area may or may not know that the Beaver program was the first community-based open-heart program that was started by George McGovern out of Allegheny General. He came out to Beaver in 1994 and started the first community-based open-heart program. And now, of course, there's open-heart programs in all communities, in Washington, in Butler, in Jefferson, in Westmoreland County. But it is all about high-quality medical staff. And at the same time, while you have to have some advanced surgery, like open-heart surgery, bariatric surgery, general surgery, it's all about primary care and having a wonderful group of primary care physicians who not only take care of people in the region, but they live in the region. And that really is the value of community health care. The physicians, the caregivers, they actually live and work with the people that they take care of. So why we've been successful, it goes back to a great visionary board, and it goes back to having a high-quality medical staff that's been incredibly supportive and loyal for a number of years.
Ken Maloney, real quick before we go to a break, Dr. Ken Maloney was talking about Dr. Brooks and how he had so much faith in this guy as a everyday physician, but to be on the board is one of the reasons why you've been able to thrive. Would you agree having people with medical backgrounds and not just business backgrounds working with you has to help?
Well, Dr. Brooks is a phenomenal individual. I mean, he for a number of years, many, many years, was a very high quality surgeon in Western Pennsylvania, focused the majority of his practice at the Swickley campus of Heritage Valley. When he was a practicing physician, he was a board member. And then when he contemplated retirement back in the year 2000 from the surgical practice, he resigned from the board and actually has been one of our administrators at Heritage Valley Health System since 2000. He has served us in a number of roles, from chief medical officer to lead in our community health initiatives. But it's people like Dr. Brooks who for years and years have been dedicated to the community of Heritage Valley Health System, but just dedicated to the community. And it's phenomenal to be in a room with Dr. Brooks and have somebody walk up to him and they hug him. And as the person walks away, he'll look at me and he'll say, gallbladder, 1984.
Sounds like Dr. Bellish. These guys don't forget anything. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Heritage Valley Health System in the spotlight. Much more with Norm Mitry, CEO, in a moment. 617, 73 degrees.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1040, KDKA. It's what Pittsburgh's talking about.
Talking is a good thing.
It's the Rob Pratt Show. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, Norm Mitry is here. He is from Heritage Valley Health System. Before we talk as far as knowing when to transfer and exactly what that means, I want to talk about the electronic health system. We've been talking about this forever, and it's here. It's thriving. The question is, I sure hope, because many times I have put deals together where I didn't get a patent. I hope you guys have a patent, but knowing you, you're a smart man. But this stuff's really on the cutting edge, and I got to tell you, you know, it's like when I see Jason Altmaier do something. He's my congressman, so I'm proud, okay? And when Heritage does something, I'm proud because it's my hospital. Where are we with this thing right now, and how much longer before the rest of the world realizes this is the way to go?
Well, it's almost there, Rob. I will tell you, you know, and first and foremost, while electronic health records and healthcare has been the buzz for the last couple years, all the credit for Heritage Valley goes to a board of directors that in 1998 approved a multi-year plan for us to start down this path of electronic health record. They trusted a few of us from other industries. Of course, I was in the steel industry, that said healthcare had to get to this, to have the right information, right place at the right time. And so we started down this path. So clearly, it's evolving. What is so interesting nowadays is no matter where you are, you can connect for certain things. I'm sitting here in your studio, and I have an iPhone in front of me. And I can tell you there are 9 people in the ER at Beaver and 5 people at Swickley. Anyone and everyone who's listening could see that same information one of two ways. They could go to heritagevalley.org, our website, and it's right there, front page of the webpage on the left-hand side. Or if they carry an iPhone, I love making this statement, there's an app for that. And Heritage Valley has our own app. It's under Health and Fitness on the iPhone. It's free. You can go right to the App Store. You can download it. You can see how many folks are in the ER real time. You can see how many folks are having lab work drawn or radiology services done real time. As you know, we now have these walk-in clinics inside Walmart. You can see how many people are there real time.
My question is, why? Why is it important? I understand, but I think people need to know why.
Because healthcare has become a customer-focused industry. Folks want their healthcare when they want it.
Now.
They don't want to wait.
So
we look at the healthcare industry and we say it's a three-legged stool of cost, quality, and access. Clearly, people want high-quality healthcare. I'll once again mention the high-quality physicians we have. They want it to be an affordable cost, and they want their healthcare when they want it, and they don't want to wait. And at the same time, when you go to have your lab work done, and if your physician's a participating physician, if your lab work is normal, that post right to the electronic health record, you as Rob Pratt could sign into what's called HealthLink, and you could get those lab results online, on your iPhone, on your laptop, on your desktop. It's the Rob Pratt portal for your electronic health record.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been to both campuses many times, just various things. And the older you get, the more times you visit. But I had forgotten the key card one day, or the key card on my keychain didn't work. And I was so excited to know that I didn't need it because I'd already registered, and how people are so willing to help. Where did you get that idea? It's basically like the swipe card that you have at Sheetz or your local grocery store. And it just makes everything so much easier. And when you're waiting, it gives you something to do. It's interesting. And then you can be on your way. What made you decide to do that?
Well, the self-service check-in kiosks have been around with us since 2006. The care card concept actually started in 2002. And believe it or not, it's all part of our overall strategy of Heritage Valley, uniquely connected for life. And the care card was the first level of connection. And so we were very successful in getting thousands upon thousands of care cards out into the public. We then introduced the kiosks, which allowed people direct access from the care card into the kiosk. Once again, the card now had value.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said we can make it so if you have the card, great, you don't absolutely need it. That led into HealthLink, which says when you get your lab work done, you can get your lab results online. Certain physicians now, you can actually go into a physician schedule and schedule your appointment, and you get an email back that would confirm the appointment. Very similar to what you do with the airline industry. Very similar to
confirming your reservation.
Exactly. Very similar to how everyone does everything else in life. Healthcare should not be different. Healthcare should work within the parameters of what a person in the public community wants. It has to be cost affordable, has to be high quality, and it has to be accessible.
I love Dr. Ken Milani. I love Highmark. They've been big supporters of me, but also to the region. Their employee base is essential. UPMC as well. We need these jobs. Obviously, there's something going on right now that we're all aware of. My question is, how can Little Heritage Valley work with both and be successful, and these two giants can't get along? You have an answer for me on that.
Well, we've worked with everyone forever. That's the value of community healthcare. We're there for the community. We serve every patient regardless of their ability to pay. No matter what insurance they have, I'm always proud to say we have a contract with all insurance companies. Given a fair contract, we'll contract with anyone and everyone. So as this issue continues into the future, folks in the Heritage Valley region, no different than the Butler region, the Washington region, the Westmoreland region, all of the community health systems today have contracts with both Highmark and UPMC Health Plan. It's our job to take care of the people in our community. It's impossible for us to choose sides.
Transferring, getting people from point A to point B, great relationship. You have it in downtown. But what I'm afraid of, if more community hospitals start to fall to the wayside, it could be costly. It could be life and death for people. It works for you, and I've got less than 30 seconds, and we can pick up on this after the break. This is why it's more important than ever to keep these community-based hospitals. Transferring a patient because of specialty needs, that's something I understand. But when they have to go right now to the city from 30 miles out of the city because they don't have their own hospital and it's life and death, even if it's by ambulance, that's not a good thing.
You know, healthcare is local. And if you have a situation that requires you to go to a tertiary quaternary hospital within the city to get to your local community hospital to be able to be stabilized and then transferred either by ground or air is incredibly important. We have many stories of people who have been stabilized, transferred to either UPMC, Shadyside, Allegheny, and frankly come back to Swickley or Beaver and able to talk about it.
All right, let me take a break. Norm Mitry, much more to come. 629, 73 degrees.
We're talking about...
An Allegheny County councilman wants to send violent prisoners overseas to save taxpayers' cash.
What you're talking about.
And the headline reads, the GOP fails Pennsylvania kids.
If it's happening in your neighborhood...
Do you believe it will have a real effect on prices?
We're talking about it here.
Pittsburgh, you've got that lower RVP gasoline.
And it's more expensive.
We're talking about the stories.
It's a lot more expensive.
That affect you. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The Rob Pratt Show, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Norm Mitry is here. Let me just give you a couple of more moments about the whole healthcare situation with Highmark. It's got to get worked out. The question is, will it get worked out, or has it become too personal, do you think?
You know, I think everyone has an opinion, Rob. And, you know, at the end of the day, all of us who are in healthcare, we know all these individuals. And at the end of the day, they will not allow patient care to suffer. They just won't. It's how they're made. They both organizations have built very, very successful organizations over a number of years. And I don't think anyone can sit here today and say how it'll get worked out. But at the end of the day, I will say that neither organization will allow patient care to suffer. And I think that's the Western Pennsylvania way. We sit here in Western Pennsylvania with quite an elderly population. The population needs high-quality health care no matter where they live. And as you asked before about the ability to transfer, all community health systems, once again, whether it's Washington or Butler or Excella in Westmoreland or St. Clair Hospital, we all know what we do well, and we all know when it's time to transfer. And those health systems, Highmark and UPMC, they will not let the population suffer.
Why have you been able to make Heritage Valley different than any other hospital stay that I've had in my life? It's kind of got, and I don't want to say a resort feel to it, but it just doesn't have the same feel as that feeling that you get when the doors open and you enter an emergency room or a healthcare facility. How have you been able to change it? And did you actually do that on purpose, or did it just evolve?
Well, you know, once again, we are blessed with a visionary board. We're blessed with a board that wants to absorb as much education as possible. We are blessed with a financial organization that remains successful, and that doesn't mean that you don't make difficult, painful decisions to keep it successful. Clearly, we've had to make some very difficult decisions over the years around staffing, what to build when, the timing of all those things, and looking into the future and what we need to do there. So we have an employee base that I will tell you is really second to none. They are very, very committed to Heritage Valley Swickley, Heritage Valley Beaver, all of our satellite facilities. We employ now over 4,100 individuals. As I said earlier, we are the largest employer in the airport corridor, absent the 9/11 Air Force Wing at the airport. So folks are committed to making Heritage Valley a special place. There's a huge benefit for those of us that worked in the city, and you know, I worked at Mercy for almost 10 years. There's a huge benefit for employees to work locally, not have to drive to the city, not have to pay exorbitant rates to park. You know, clearly there's some advantages.
All right, now let's talk about the future. Now, when you look at the most significant challenges for community-based healthcare, you got reform, general economy, impact on healthcare, physician retention and recruitment, so many other things, wellness prevention, the myth that when it comes to healthcare, more is better. 80% of the healthcare dollar is consumed in the last 20% of life, education, et cetera, et cetera. Fill in the blanks.
Well, clearly the future
for community health care. And I'm sure if you would talk to Gary Weinstein at Washington, Ken DeFurio at Butler, Bob Rogalski at Accella, Jim Collins at St. Clair, we'd all say the same thing. It is about retention and recruitment of high-quality medical staff. Individuals who need health care go to physicians. Physicians need to be there to diagnose, treat, and help people rehab parts of their life. In order to do that, you have to look into the future. So, for example, we've had a family practice residency program at Heritage Valley Beaver for, frankly, over 30 years. And that family practice residency generates physicians that some stay with us, some move on to other areas of the country. A few weeks ago, you had Jonathan Potts on from Robert Morris University, and you spoke a little bit about a number of years ago, Robert Morris University in Heritage Valley tried to do School of Osteopathic Medicine that didn't work out as well as we would have liked it to. But that did not stop Heritage Valley from looking for other alternatives. So last October, we announced a cohort program with the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and we're really excited about this. As most people know, osteopathic physicians go to medical school for 2 years, then they spend 2 years rotating in clinical practice with practicing physicians and practicing programs. So we'll be starting this cohort program that folks will go to Philadelphia for 2 years. They will come back and they will actually take up residence at the Heritage Valley Swickley campus on the second floor of what is known as the Old School of Nursing building. It is being renovated as we speak. Those medical school students then will live there. They will have education classes there via video link. They will then rotate through community hospitals and actually tertiary and quaternary hospitals like Allegheny, like UPMC Mercy, UPMC Passavant. So these medical school students will rotate through there. The vision is then they will go to residency, and because they've done all of the majority of the work in Western Pennsylvania, they're from Western Pennsylvania, they will take up practice in Western Pennsylvania.
You know, one of the things, and I could also spend hours walking through the halls of the Swickley campus because of the history there. It's kind of a museum of healthcare. One thing that I've known about you, and Dr. Brooks is a good example, and he's not that long in the tooth, but you've always maintained a connection to the past. Medicine has changed. Many of these people that we talk about or see pictures of were not even around when some of these things were taking place. But it was their bedside manner, and it is a reason for them to be remembered. Do you feel it's important to carry on the past if you want to be a part of the present and the future of healthcare?
Absolutely. I think you can learn. I think all of us learn so much from history. The history of healthcare, the history of business. You know, I always look to my mentors, and I have a number of them, and they help you understand what to do and what not to do.
Who are they, Norm? I never ask you that question.
Yeah,
who are they?
Well, they don't like to be really...
oh, come on.
No. I mean, I have a couple there. I have an individual who... there are two individuals that historically really, really helped me understand
the medical profession.
And one was business, one was the medical profession. And then one is an attorney who just has just a great way of sifting through and helping you get to the right decision. And I think what leadership's about, I think it's understanding you don't have to have all the answers. You just have to know where to go and get them and who to talk to. And so, you know, when it comes to, Heritage Valley even, I will tell you, I mean, the relationship between a CEO and a board chair and the board members are incredibly important. There's been some board members that have just helped me, you know, unmeasurably throughout the years.
What do you talk about at these meetings? I've often wanted to be a little bird on the wall. What do you talk about?
What?
At a board meeting. Because it can't always be about money.
Well, it's not about money. It's really, it's mostly about high-quality health care. It's about strategy. It's about how you're going to grow and succeed into the future. You know, we have a board. We have 24 board members. They're very engaged. They're all community-oriented. We have some very successful people on our board. And, you know, Gary Hogan is our current board chair. He's a retired investment executive. Our chair of our finance committee is a lady by the name of Johanna Robb, and she's the business manager for Hopewell School District. Now, here's a lady who has her hands full with the state budget and the Hopewell School District, but just takes incredible time to chair the finance committee.
Well, maybe in the future, when is not necessarily known at this point because I'm booked over the next couple of months, but I'd like to get some of these board members in here because I think it would be a good show to inform people how a hospital works from the inside out. Because, look, the physicians, the nurses, the dietitians, the lab technicians, I could go on and on, the people that are there doing the maintenance, they're all important, but there's another side of the healthcare systems that we all deal with in this country that people need to know about. And from my opinion, they're some of the best. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More with Norm Mitry, another segment just moments away, 646.
Marty Griffin, Pittsburgh's equalizer.
Now, you can laugh and scoff at it and say I'm full of it and all that, but
go inside local politics.
That's the real deal.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
If you want the truth, fine. If you don't, you know, stick with the story you stick with.
News Radio 1020, KDKA. Talking to you about the issues you were talking about all week. This is the Rob Pratt Show. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Well, as they say, even in this business, 649, 74 degrees, you're only as good as your last show. So what are you guys, what's next? What are you going to do at Heritage Valley to impress me? Come on.
Well, I think one of our newest services is around cardiac. And each hospital, Swickley and the Beaver Campus, has recently installed what's known as a 64-slice CT scanner. And what we're doing with that scanner is we're now starting to do cardiac scoring and what's called CT angio. And what that means to the lay folks in the radio audience is you can actually have a non-interventional cardiac scoring procedure done. If your insurance company doesn't cover it, it's $100. And what the cardiac scoring does, it takes pictures of your heart. And if you have blockage, if you have a scoring, they can see it. And when they see it, they either say, we'll have to look a little closer, and that's when they would do this CT angio procedure that's also non-interventional. They don't have to go in and do a diagnostic heart cath. Or if they see blockage, they go in with a diagnostic, or they go in with an interventional heart cath, and they remove the blockage. What it does, it's about prevention. It's about the fact that you can now... if your insurance covers it, great. If not, for $100, you can have this cardiac scoring procedure to have what I call peace of mind. I've had the procedure done as cardiac scoring. I went further as a test patient to have the CT angio done. Non-interventional procedure, painless. But you walk out of there with this peace of mind knowing that you do not have any significant blockage in your arteries.
Let me ask you this, bit of the future, and I was talking to you about balance. I mean, here you are visiting me when I had some surgery, Dr. Bellish did on a umbilical cord hernia, 6 o'clock in the morning, just the start of your day. Guys like Dr. Mader, Dr. Jackson, part of the present, part of the past. Do you see young physicians with Heritage Valley that have that same demeanor, same executives that have that same demeanor? Because let's face it, you're in the business of making people feel good when they're in situations that are not so good.
I think the relationship part of any business is incredibly important. I think you mentioned people like Dr. Jackson, Dr. Mader, Dr. Bellich. It's all about the relationship they have with their patients. It's no different administratively. You have to have a relationship with the employees, the medical staff, and the patients. I often say to people in the community, I can't do much for you when you come to the hospital other than come to see you, A, and B, if possible, find you a private room. But I think just the fact that you knock on the door or you send a nurse into a room and say, oh, by the way, Norm Mitry's here, I'd like to come and see you. You have to do that not because of HIPAA. clearly it sort of gives peace of mind to the patient and the family. And it is about relationship. And so you asked about the younger generation. And I think it's something we have to teach them. I think the fact that the way our parents, and you were speaking earlier this morning as I was driving in about your father, and you know my father and mother were the same way. They taught us how to treat people. They taught us how to build relationships. And I think it's up to us now. I say that I have mentors, and I still do, but I also mentor people. And the mentoring process is incredibly important. And, you know, you have someone like Dr. Mader, who has mentored Dr. Jackson over the years. You now have Dr. Oliver and Dr. Everhart in that practice, who are in their 40s, 30s and 40s. So they're mentoring those folks. And saying that it's much more than just about delivery of health care. It's about the relationship. It's about caring for the person.
You know, as tough as it may have been on physicians of late to understand that the paycheck isn't as large as it once was, many physicians and their practices are owned by hospitals. One thing that it's done, it's made those who really wanted to get in it to serve people, as opposed to we're talking about how much money they're going to make when they're in their first year of medical school, be more concerned about health care and patients as opposed to a paycheck. They deserve a great paycheck for what they do, changes lives every day. I totally agree with that. But do you see anything, the method to my madness of what I just said, how I'm seeing more people get into healthcare now because of what they want to do to make it better and to make people's lives better?
I think healthcare has become an incredibly growing industry. And sometimes when I use the word industry, people sort of just sneer at me, but it is an industry. It's an industry. The beauty about it, it's people caring for people. It's also the difficult part. You know, you mentioned before I used to be in the steel industry. It was men and women generating, making steel. It was an object. These are people taking care of people, and the people you're taking care of have to help. They have to eat right. They have to exercise. They have to do what's right to keep their life in balance. You know, clearly in this industry, we've become, as an industry, incredibly successful in treating heart disease and cancer. And so individuals are living into the 9th, 10th decade of life, and they're living to 85, 90, 95, 100. In order to care for those folks, it takes much more than just going in quickly, seeing a patient. It takes compassion. It takes collaboration. It takes the fact that you have to treat the whole person, not just the illness.
Ralph Papa, good friend of ours, retiring, president, of course, Citizens Bank. I just wanted to give you a minute to talk about him. He has meant so much to me, and he was in the building the other day on the morning show, and I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. They don't make him much better, do they, Norm?
No, they don't. Ralph, just an incredible gentleman. If your radio listening audience ever had the pleasure of meeting him, he is just such a community-oriented individual. I had the privilege of meeting Ralph, and you know, Ralph is the CEO of a very, very large organization in Citizens Bank. But when Heritage Valley Health System a number of years ago started working with Citizens, Ralph Papa came to visit little old Heritage Valley Health System.
You never forgot that, did
you? I never forgot it. That's how I met him, and I have just the utmost respect for Ralph. He is a gentleman.
Best way for people, heritagevalley.org. Find out what you're doing. Find out, because it really is an educational tool as much as it is a resource tool, right?
It is. I mean, heritagevalley.org can answer most of your questions. There's also a hotline number you can call that will plug you into wherever you need to go. And if you have an iPhone, I just want to say we have an app for that. So please go and download it. It's free. And we'll keep revising that as we go forward.
We are friends, but as I tried to get the mentor thing out of you, I couldn't. But I got to earn my paycheck because Michael Young is good to me, as is CBS. Would you stay for one segment with Tim Murphy to talk healthcare? One segment. 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be back. See, I knew I'd get him to do one thing.
Weekdays 9 to noon. Marty Griffin's looking out for you.
The contract they're offering Port Authority drivers is going to blow your mind. A lot of you might like this.
Marty Griffin.
The drivers say it's the end of them. This could be the end of the Port Authority as we know it.
Weekdays 9 to noon, The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. News Radio 1020, KDKA.